podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello everyone, welcome to your team news video ahead of game week 19. I'm joined by Mr. Team News himself. It's Neil. How are you, Neil?
Not too bad, thank you, Az. Yeah, not too bad. Hope everyone else is very well. And yeah, very Merry Christmas to everybody if you celebrate it. And I hope you're better organised than me. Not only have I got to finish my shift, I've got to do some last minute shopping.
I know, yeah. We've both got to do some last minute shopping and some last minute wrapping as well. You haven't even got a Christmas jumper on, but a pagan Christmas jumper, I think you described it as to me earlier.
Whoever doesn't celebrate Christmas, this is a nod, an homage to them.
But then you've ruined it by having a Merry Christmas Advent calendar behind you. So. See, we know the truth, really. You're festive.
This isn't a very professional backdrop, is it? Let's be honest.
That's right. Right. So, yeah, just a few things to talk about with all the... I mean, we've covered stuff like the free hits to death and all that kind of stuff. We now turn our attention to, well, the kind of information that we do know about the club situations. Another game called off today, Everton-Burnley. Probably a slightly more predictable one, given that they were pushing, Everton were pushing for it to be called off. Anyway, we've lost Liverpool-Leeds and we've lost the other one that I've forgotten because it's...
Wolves-Watford.
Thanks, Neil. Oh, dear. So let's go through the remaining teams and see what's on the table. So we'll start with City and Leicester.
Yeah. So we've heard from Pep in terms of a standalone Game Week 19 press conference. We haven't really heard from Rodgers. We have got embargoed quotes from Wednesday night. So they do actually give us some indication of the Leicester team news picture. As for City... it's not particularly helpful what Pep had to say. He was in pretty cantankerous mood yesterday.
He was, wasn't he?
He'd been a bit more cheerful the last few weeks, but he was reverting to type yesterday. Said City hadn't trained by the time he took his press conference, so he didn't know about anything injury-wise, wasn't aware of anything, certainly not with COVID, and that he'll assess his players before the Boxing Day match against Leicester. He did go on to say that Walker wasn't fit. He's been absent, I think, for three of the last four, something like that. He's been in and out. And he wasn't sighted on the training ground yesterday either. He was the only one who wasn't pictured, other than Torres, of course, who's Barcelona bound now as well as injured. Walker was the only one not on the training pitch. So we're assuming he's not going to be involved on Boxing Day. He was, of course, asked about Grealish and Foden as well and gave the report a very short shrift. He was asked to clarify whether it was still an issue or whether they're going to be available.
I love this quote. And
he says, he will clarify it, but not you. So
charming.
So we don't know whether they're going to come back into the fray. Seen different interpretations of it. That Pep's obviously, he's done the damage, or he's done the sort of disciplining already. He's benched him for one game, but he was not going to let this fester. I've seen that interpretation. But then Pep himself said yesterday, said, well, look, Ake, Fernandinho and Palmer didn't get on the pitch in game week 18, and they deserve to be on the pitch. So I'll have to have a bit of thinking. I think that's one of the last ones I've got to do, prediction 11-wise. So I'll try and see where the lay of the land is in terms of City. But that'll be a tough one to call that, because they've had a rest. They've had a full week's rest. They weren't in AFL Cup action. They've got three games coming up in a very short space of time. So there will be rotation. I've no doubt about that. It's just who takes the field against Leicester, because that is a very appealing fixture.
I need Foden. I need him to play.
Well, me too. Yeah, I got him in disastrously for a hit last week and didn't even get on the pitch. It was one of those where you'd have welcomed a one-pointer.
Yeah.
Because we were just short of benches in game week 18. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see if we can drag anything out of the next... We've got another 2 days before the deadline. So we'll see if we can get anything out of the City camp, but I'm not being too hopeful. As for Leicester, I mean, they're in a terrible situation, really, in terms of injuries. I mean, they're already a bit of a weakness at the back. And that's why this fixture is so good for City, because Leicester are shipping goals for fun. But they could be down. We could be sort of talking about double figures. And this is not even including COVID. So this is... most of their players have got back from COVID now. We've seen their previous games cancelled, but they've got a lot of their names back, like Lookman, Iheanacho, Perez. It's injuries now. So... Pereira, Soyuncu and Vardy all picked up injuries in the AFL Cup. We don't know the severity of them because, as I say, Rodgers was speaking immediately after the game. So no manager, no matter how helpful otherwise, will know the severity of those problems. Soyuncu was a hamstring. Pereira off the back of a tough challenge. And Vardy felt his hamstring in the last half an hour and was able to play on and finish the game, but didn't take a penalty.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why, going to Rodgers. So those three picked up injuries during the game. Missing out were Fofana, James and Evans. Evans is a question mark for Boxing Day, according to Rodgers. Also missing out, who we weren't aware of, were Harvey Barnes, Danny Ward, who's the backup keeper, Castagna and Amarty. So those all missed out with problems. There might be some COVID cases in there. Castagna is a possibility for Boxing Day, but Rodgers says he might not be match fit enough. So that makes me think he's been out of training for a while. Barnes is definitely out. Danny Ward is definitely out. No word on Amarty, who's, I think, AFCON bound anyway soon. So they've got an absolute stack of injuries. They went full strength against Liverpool pretty much, with the exception of one or two, as full strength as they could get it. And obviously lost on penalties in that Carabao Cup quarter final. So they've got Liverpool again after this Man City match. So they're really, really down
to it. It's the worst time, isn't it? I mean, you play full strength in that. Then you have City, where you're barely going to see the ball and be running around knackered. And then you get a fresh Liverpool, who have actually not played for a few days and rotated anyway in the cup game too.
Yeah, I think there could be a couple of spankings. I mean, I was looking at what they could do at the back if Castagna misses out and if Evans misses out, and it would be something like Ndidi, Vestergaard, and Bertrand as a three, or Ndidi and Vestergaard as a two, which is hanging how it ended up in on Wednesday. So, you'd love to back a City attacker for this. It's just you don't know which one's going to start.
Well, and that's worrying for me as well, because I'm very much considering selling Salah this week.
Yeah.
And obviously with him coming back into that Leicester game, you know, the hat-trick for him in that is kind of, I don't even want to think about what damage that would do to my rank. So,
I know. I think a lot of people are suffering that dilemma, which is probably why the free hits are popular as well. It's not just because of the numbers, it's because you get Salah back in game week 20.
Yep, absolutely. Moving over to Norwich, Arsenal next. Dean Smith spoke today. A few fresh COVID concerns.
There are, no names mentioned. I've been on the Norwich forums, and obviously you don't want to speculate too much, but where there is ground for speculation, such as someone missing from a training ground video, which was the case with Max Ahrens, then that can be used, I suppose, as an educated guess for predicted 11s. What we do know is that they've got injuries on top of that. So Norman's not going to recover for this. He's going to have surgery. Rassica's not going to recover either. He could be back on New Year's Day. And then they've got three centre-halves out, Hanley, Zimmerman and Omobamadele as well. Previous positive cases, they are back. So Christos Tsolis, Lys Milou, Sargent and Lucas Rupp are all going to be assessed. They're all back in training. Rupp's had an injury as well. And Kabak is free of whatever ailed him before as well. But Smith said he's not going to be able to start two games in 3 days. So, on top of this, of course, is the fresh COVID cases, the anonymous COVID cases. We don't know who these players are. We can only really guess at possible absentees based on sort of forums and training ground imagery. There was a mention of Billy Gilmore, who Smith said was running a high temperature in the last game, but has recovered. So we assume he's not one of the COVID cases.
Yeah.
But other than that, of course, we're in the dark.
Yep. And how about Arsenal? Opposite.
Arsenal, this is one of the very first press conferences of the week. So this was on Wednesday. So obviously a lot happened between Wednesday and Boxing Day. We know Kolasinac is out, of course. Three players we knew were sidelined, Chambers, Lokonga and Mari, all with COVID. Now, I think they tested positive, certainly the last two, Lokonga and Mari, ahead of game week 18, and then Chambers was at AFL Cup. But with the new protocol, which is instead of a 10-day isolation period, you can get out of that quarantine on day 7, I think, if you produce two negative tests. So a lot of these players who tested positive before game week 18 could theoretically be back. Mm. Although, of course, the names we mentioned are squad players. It's more the fact that there's COVID in the Arsenal camp, and then, you know, hopefully that's going to be contained rather than run spreading through the squad like wildfire, which it has done elsewhere. So you keep your fingers crossed. Injury news. Tomiyasu was the only one who's of note, really. He was brought off with something muscular, Arteta said, and he banked his clean sheet, of course, against Leeds. He said that he was hopefully not injured. We haven't heard had an update since. That suggests it's precaution. He also said that Tomiyasu had been struggling with the workload. I think he's played every single game, league game, since his Game Week 4 debut. But he hadn't been cited in training ahead of the AFL Cup, which was on Tuesday. So that does give him a lot of time to recover. And this was also the case last week, actually. He wasn't cited in training last week. So I wonder if they're just trying to manage him a bit on the training ground in between games. But obviously the flag's going to stay on him in the absence of any concrete team news information. Nothing else in terms of fresh injuries that Arteta had reported. But as he was at pains to say, anything can happen, COVID or otherwise, between, you know, Wednesday and Sunday.
Yeah, this one's off. That's going to have to be a free hit for me. And I imagine quite a lot
of people. Yeah, well. And a Norwich for good measure. Yeah, so definitely.
And a Norwich. Who have you got from Norwich?
Pookie. One of my, a desperation. I think it was game week. When was there four games on? 17 when Norwich are playing? I think I brought him in just there as a sort of luxury transfer and immediately regretted it.
Yeah, sounds about right. Next game is Spurs. Obviously, they played against Liverpool after missing loads of games and then played again in the Cup. And they're playing Crystal Palace, who have got a couple of problems as well.
Yes, Spurs are actually pretty good. They've obviously been in through their COVID pandemic. They had a multitude of players affected by it, all of whom have now returned, I think. So the only players who are missing are Romero and Sessegnon, both with hamstring injuries. Conte was speaking this morning, so at least it's fairly up to date. He says that they've got a clean bill of health on COVID and with injuries, again, with the caveat being that stuff can happen in between now and kickoff. Palace is a bit more worrying, I would think, especially if you're trying to back Spurs' assets for this fixture. So no suggestion that game's going to be postponed just yet. But Vieira was mentioning that they've got a couple of fresh COVID cases in the camp. And Palace were one of the few teams who completely escaped any kind of outbreak at the club. But Vieira's saying that in the last few days, they've reported a couple of cases. Didn't name names, didn't say if it was playing staff or managerial coaching. And wasn't suggesting that the game's going to be called off. But of course, where there's one or two, there's always the potential for more. So we'll keep an eye on that over the next coming days. Again, didn't mention anything in terms of injuries. The only ones we knew about were MacArthur, he had a hamstring, and Nathan Ferguson was building up the match fitness. We hadn't heard of anything otherwise injuries. Guaita was on the bench last time. There were suggestions on the internet that he had an injured finger, and that was the reason for that. But, you know, he's fit enough for the bench. We're not entirely sure. I haven't had that verified, so we don't know if that was tactical. If Vieira was sick of the lack of clean sheets and recalled Butland, or whether there was some fitness issue behind it. So that's minimal team news from those two camps. There was a line from Conte on Kane as well, in case you're wondering. He said that it's very, very hard to not start with Kane at the moment. When asked if you'd have to rotate him over Christmas, and they've got two games in 48 hours. And this is something he's repeated ever since his appointment, that he's the spearhead of this attack, figurehead.
Well, they haven't got anyone else.
Of course they can play, you know,
Bergwijn, he was talking about as his replacement, wasn't he?
They're not the same type of player. You know, there are names you could fill in attack, but they don't bring what Kane's bringing, whatever that is at the moment.
Yeah.
And he's I mean, I think he's played 90 minutes in every single game since Conte took over. So he's obviously one of the ones you'd bank on for minutes over Christmas. Mm.
Yep.
Yep.
They're a bit worrying, that Norwich and Palace news, aren't they?
I mean, at least it's on all the games bar Man United are on Boxing Day. So you'd hope that you'd get news before the deadline. If anyone
got to, haven't they? They can't leave it till like an hour before on Boxing Day. That would be fans travelling up to, you know, all around the country, and then that happens. Crazy. West Ham, Southampton next. It's kind of all eyes on Antonio and whether he's going to line up.
Yeah. Again, he was one of the three Moyes not to give any bespoke pre-match press conference for game week 19. Only addressed the media after and before the AFL Cup game against Spurs. So Antonio's the big headline from this one. So he tested positive for COVID. He missed out against Spurs on Wednesday. However, Moyes said that he tested positive about a week ago. So We knew that he played, I think, game week, 17? This was December the 15th against Arsenal. He was on the pitch there. So he might have tested positive maybe a day or two after that game. That would still give him enough time to be available for game week 19 with this new protocol, this new 6-7 day thing. And Moyes was fairly optimistic. He said he was hopeful of Antonio recovering for this. What I would say probably to counter that would be that, yes, he might technically be available, but he's also missed a lot of training in that time. So whether match fitness would be an issue in terms of starting him is the next question. But West Ham have got two games in 48 hours anyway, so I think a lot of those players will be rotated, COVID or not. You know, Antonio probably would have missed one of them anyway from the start. Yeah. So this might be the one he sits out and then he'll come back in for 20. But yeah, he's obviously a doubt. He's flagged still. At least that new protocol gives him a chance of being fit. Injury-wise, Gbon and Zuma still out. Creswell, we still don't know about him. Moyes every week has been suggesting that he's nearly there. Touch and go, still out. Though I wasn't involved in midweek with his back problem. I think it's been about a month now. But we did get two fullbacks back, Johnson and Fredericks, and Koufal served his, yes, Koufal served his suspension as well. So they've got a veritable multitude of options now with fullback. So those three in Masuaku, even if Creswell misses out, I would think maybe Koufal right back, Johnson left. If it's a back four,
come on, Masuaku. Johnson, I need you.
Yeah.
It's desperate times.
Yeah. He's, it'd be a great timing if he is back, because yeah, as I say, Masuaku is more of a wing back. I think that seems to be the consensus. He's not really a fullback. Yeah, he did play there last week, but I think I would guess Johnson and Koufal if Creswell's still out. Mm. And I think that's it in terms of injuries from West Ham. Southampton, we've had an update yesterday and an update today, and it's positive all round. So the only player definitely out is McCarthy. He's not back until January. And we've had four players returning to training, and the two Armstrongs, Adam and Stewart, Che Adams as well, and Fraser Forster, all back in training after their various, I think, muscle problems. So Hassan Nuttall said Forster's got a good chance of playing. And I think he only said the other three were back in training sessions, didn't give an indication as to how much fit they are. Again, Southampton's got two games coming up in the space of 48 hours, so I'm sure Hassan Nuttall will use his squad wisely. Caballero, I think, is about to sign a permanent deal with Southampton, so they've obviously been impressed with what they've seen. So remains to be seen whether Forster comes straight back in for Caballero or if the veteran keeps his place. But yeah, as I say, it's only McCarthy who's red flagged.
Yep. Excellent. Over to Villa next. And I couldn't find a quote for Chelsea. I don't know if we've got anything from Tuchel.
Yeah, Tuchel was the last of the three who addressed the media after the EFL Cup and then didn't speak to media again ahead of game week 19. So we know that from Chelsea's perspective, we know that Lukaku, Hudson-Odoi and Christensen are back in training. This was something Tuchel hinted at on Wednesday. Lukaku and Hudson-Odoi were two of the four, or more than that now, two of the positive COVID tests, again, because of this new protocol with negative tests on days 6 and 7. They're now allowed back in training. So they've got Lukaku and Hudson-Odoi back on the grass. Christensen as well, who's, I think, missed out with a knock or minor back pain last week. We're not so sure on the others. So Loftus-Cheek had ankle pain and suggestions are that he had COVID as well. Timo Werner had COVID. Havertz was ill, returned a positive, then returned a negative, and then rumours are that he returned a positive again.
Okay.
And that's why he was being missing. So yeah, we haven't had concrete information that he's definitely had COVID, but he hasn't been seen in the last three matches.
He suffered quite badly from it last season as well, didn't he?
He did, yeah. Yeah, and they didn't want to take any precautions. When was it against Everton or Leeds? I can't remember who it was. And Tuchel came out and said that he'd been back in training ahead of that game and after returning a false positive. Since then, though, he's been absent again. So we're assuming that he's ill. Jorginho had returned a false positive, so he was back in midweek and over his injuries as well. And Chilwell's, I think, the only one who's red flagged. he's had COVID, but he's also got this knee injury that'll keep him out until mid-January at the least, and they're going to reassess if he needs an operation. Ziyech is the other one who's injured. Nothing to do with COVID. He came out of the game 18 match with, I think it was a calf problem. And Tuchel said it wasn't too serious. They were just hoping it was just a muscular pain rather than anything too serious. But he wasn't involved in midweek either, so he could be out.
There you go. And Villa?
Villa, yes. If I had to put money on the game being off outside of the three we've already got, I would put money on this one, Aston Villa or Chelsea, because obviously there's COVID in both camps. You think that might be over the worst of it, but Gerrard's been facing the media, I think it was Wednesday, and he said that they've had another positive case and the situation is changing all the time. What they will benefit from is the return of players who were tested positive in the first round of cases. So we think that was Sanson, El Ghazi, and one other whose name I'm forgetting, Alkeenan Davis. So very much fringe players. So we think they're the ones who can come back for this one. Ashley Young as well have been 50-50. Bailey, Traore, Nakamba out injured. But yeah, Gerrard facing the media on Wednesday, so that's 2 days ago already. Could be outdated information. He's saying that they've had one fresh positive case in the last few days. So there could be, there could be a bit of doubt over that fixture. Nothing concrete to suggest that's the case just yet, but keep your eyes definitely peeled on that one, because it was Gerrard didn't look too happy about it in his presser.
Bit of a mess all this, Neil.
It's horrendous, isn't it? Especially when managers try and adhere to medical confidentiality and don't tell us any names, which I don't think there's anything legal in there. I think, as I said to you last week, I think they might be using it for their own gains.
Yeah.
Because people like Klopp and Tuchel have told us who's out with COVID at their club. So, yeah, there we are.
You've gone very blurry again.
I've done exactly the same thing as happened last week, haven't I?
Well, it must be something to do with the autofocus. I don't know what scores.
Yeah.
Okay, so I really enjoyed Brentford v Brighton earlier in the season. Thought it was a really good game. So kind of a repeat of that now. Graham Potter, again, COVID-related issues in the side. So another game.
Well, it has been, yeah. It's they've actually sort of benefited from the break. I think they've had one game in the last 3 weeks, so they've had a chance to regather and re-get some players back as well. So I think they're over the worst of it COVID wise. Gross and Mopé have come back because I think they were the suspected cases. Welbeck's available as well after a hamstring. Adam Webster's likewise, providing he comes through training. Duffy's available after suspension. So I think that just leaves Dunk and Sarmiento on the injury list, and Bissouma suspended. Veltman's going to be assessed for muscle fatigue, but they've got a lot of players back, Brighton, so a bit more optimism for them. Yes, of course, there's danger of fresh cases and stuff like that at Brighton that haven't been announced yet. So, but these two clubs, we think, are over the worst of it. Brentford especially as well. Brentford had, we ran into double figures, players and staff who were affected with COVID, but Thomas Frank gave the clean bill of health when he faced reporters yesterday. As for them, they've got Tony back from COVID. He's one of the ones affected. He got minutes as a substitute against Chelsea in the Cup. Frank was saying that they were just managing his comeback. You know, he will start if he's 100% fit. That's what he said. So he got like the best part of half an hour in midweek, which I assume will stand him in good stead for this weekend. They're not going to get anybody back though from injury, so that's De Silva out, David Raya, a lot of centre-halves as well, Asia, Zanka and Charlie Good. Rico Henry should be fine. He came off with a hamstring, a tweak, I think, in midweek, but it was just precautionary. So I think none in and none out from that cup game against Chelsea, with the suggestion that Tony could be back in the starting 11 for this, providing he's completely over, the COVID tests, which caused him to miss out recently.
Excellent stuff. And the final game, the only game that isn't on Boxing Day, is Newcastle Manchester United, which obviously presents a risk for, you know, captaining Ronaldo. Make sure if you are, your vice is on someone playing early, I guess. But also, I mean, free hitters who are going to be loading up on United players, there's also that element of risk to it as well. So make sure you've got a bench as well if you're doing that. But yeah, what do we know so far about Newcastle and United?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. As if you triple up on Manchester United players, which you would want to do if you want a free hit, then you could be three players down.
I know.
With a stroke of a brush, you know, with this game being called off. Nothing to suggest that's the case at the moment. Man United are in really good shape. They had a bad COVID outbreak last week, but everyone's back on the training ground bar Pogba. He's still injured. He's working his way back from a thigh problem. And so all the, not just the COVID cases, but the injuries as well are back. So Varane, Cavani, Martial and Wan-Bissaka as well. And then whoever was positive for COVID, we didn't get names, but we suspect that Ronaldo might have been amongst them because he hadn't been cited at the training ground. But he returned, I think, on, was it Wednesday or Tuesday? So he'll have plenty of time to get himself match fit for Sunday. And so, yeah, a welcome headache for Rangnick. He's got only Pogba out. Newcastle, I guess it's more of a worry if you haven't had a COVID outbreak at your club yet, because that could strike. Newcastle's one of the ones who haven't been affected at all. Might be to do with where they are in the world. Of course, Northeast not quite so badly hit. They've still got injury problems. Dummett is back on the training ground, but not considered for this one. Fernandes and Lewis are out until 2022 with muscular problems. Kraft and Mankiewicz should be back from illness. No word on Shelvey. He had a muscle tightness. I think Howard said that he was hopefully recovered, but he hadn't trained, I think, as of Thursday. So a bit of doubt there. Hayden's banned as well after 5 yellow cards. But how again suggesting that he would have to rotate, as he has done in the last couple. He's benched Maximan in one, he benched Wilson in one. And he said fatigue is an issue, which isn't a surprise because they've just faced Liverpool and Man City and had to do a lot of off the ball running.
Absolutely. So that's it. That's the games that are on this weekend. I guess, is there anything to touch on about Wolves and Watford and Leeds and Liverpool?
No, nothing. In fact, we didn't even get to the press conferences of most of those clubs. We did with Everton, who are really badly hit. But we and Burnley as well. But I think we'll park it there because there's nothing relevant for 20. I guess Corney is the only one I could mention. He was again touch and go, but he's about to depart for African Cup of Nations.
Yeah.
So I don't think we might even see him before he leaves. And Everton was the one we had as well. Calvert-Lewin's back. Amidst the absolute carnage, they've got loads of players out. Players you don't know who are out. 5 COVID cases, 6 injuries. But Calvert-Lewin was one of the ones who was back. So a name to consider further down the line, I think, when they're back to full strength.
Yep, absolutely. Neil, thank you very much. The final team news before Christmas. Hope you have a lovely time with the family this weekend. Thanks for all your hard work this year, as always.
Yeah, thanks, Az, and thanks for doing all the legwork on these as well in terms of setting it up. And thank you, everybody, for watching over the season so far, and for all your kind messages as well. There's lots of nice messages we get in the chat.
Yeah, there is.
Which is very heartwarming, and I really do appreciate it. So thank you, and hope everyone has a lovely Christmas.
Warming Neil's pagan heart. That's what the chat's
cold
doing.
Cold northern heart.
Thanks, everyone, and we will be back next week. See you then.